Friends, this week's episode of Space Castle contains spoilers for movie trailers, which I realize is a weird thing to have a warning for in front of a podcast episode, but I'm aware that there are a lot of people out there who don't like things to be speculated in fear of potential spoilers actually happening. If you are sensitive to stuff like this, just skip right to the end where I've got all the contact information and how you can reach me and subscribe and like the episode on your favorite podcast player and look us up on Patreon and Spring and buy some merchandise. Welcome back to Space Castle, it's your clubhouse for all things nerdy. We have had a shit ton of new movie trailers come out in rapid succession in the last 2 weeks. It's actually been kind of fucking crazy. My name is DT, and I'm going to do what all nerds do and offer opinionated and probably wildly inaccurate speculation and predictions for said movies. First up is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. This trailer dropped in our laps on December 1st of this year, and James Gunn must have known that it was close to my birthday, and he decided I needed something nice. And the man delivered in spades. The trailer kicks off with a trippy, dramatic version of In the Meantime by Spacehog off their 1995 album Resident Alien. That whole album is fucking excellent. I highly recommend it. And James Gunn continues to impress me with his taste in music. I'm kind of starting to think we're like musical soulmates or something. He just blows me away every fucking time. In the Meantime is, on paper and in terms of harmony and melody, an upbeat song, seemingly. But with lyrics to sort of bring a sense of melancholy and a sense of finality, which I actually kind of think we can probably expect with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. This version of the song is very trippy, it's very dramatic, it's very sort of twisted, and it's really, really delightful. I hope that at some point they release this version of the song out there for me to listen to on Spotify, because it's just killer. But yeah, James Gunn has said that this is the last time we'll be seeing this lineup for the team of Guardians, and we see a lot of flashes of characters in various states of grief in this trailer, particularly Peter Quill, played by Chris Pratt. It looks like Chris Pratt is bringing it in this role, the one that made him a megastar, and I'm actually kind of terrified to figure out what's got him so distressed in that shot. I'm personally pretty worried that one of the Guardians is going to go out in this one, and I'm actually kind of worried it's going to be Rocket, because the movie deals with the High Evolutionary as the main villain, who we're going to learn is responsible for Rocket being turned into what and who we know him as now. We have that really gut-wrenching scene in the very first Guardians of the Galaxy from 2014, where Rocket talks about the fact that he never asked to get made. He didn't ask to be torn apart and put back together over and over and turned into, quote-unquote, some little monster. We see flashbacks to Rocket's origin, and obviously the movie's going to deal heavily with that. I think we're going to see a lot of that history happening in front of us, right before our eyes. I think Rocket is going to find the peace that he's been looking for so long. And I think we're going to reach a really bittersweet conclusion to his story and this iteration of the Guardians of the Galaxy in general. James Gunn obviously has moved on. He's become the head honcho of DC Films. He's got a lot of shit going on, a lot of spinning plates. I think this is going to be probably the last entry for the Guardians of the Galaxy series. We might see characters show up in big crossover events like they did with Endgame and whatnot, but I'm going to speculate and put it out there that James Gunn is probably done with the franchise. This might be the last true Guardians movie we see. And I think it's going to be equal parts tragic and sad, but also, of course, hilarious and heartwarming and lovely. And we're going to walk out of the theaters with a whole mix of emotions. I could be completely fucking wrong with my predictions, though. I mean, maybe Drax is going to go out in some sort of heroic, self-sacrificing fashion to save somebody else on the team. And maybe he'll be finally reunited with his family in the afterlife. Either way, I'm really, really looking forward to this movie. And I'm also kind of dreading it in the absolute best way. It comes out in May of 2023, and I'm probably going to fucking cry when I see it. And even beyond that, we've got a storyline dealing with Gamora, who is rumored to now be leading the Reavers, and maybe how she and the rest of the team will come to find each other again. As we know, it's a Gamora from the past who came to the present during the battle in Avengers Endgame, and she has no memory of her time with the Guardians, because she's never experienced it yet. So will Destiny bring them all back together as a team? Will she and Peter Quill have a happy ending together? I don't know. We'll have to see. Speaking of Peter Quill, he looks in both Thor: Love and Thunder and Guardians Holiday Special, which is fucking fantastic, like he's been having a pretty hard time since losing Gamora. So I'm curious to see if Gunn will reunite them romantically or not. And if this isn't the same Gamora who had the distance from Thanos and a time to hesitantly and gradually fall in love with Quill, how are they going to end up getting back together over the span of one movie, if they do at all? At any rate, it's a goddamn excellent trailer, and I cannot wait to see this movie. Also, Will Poulter is playing Adam Warlock. That dude is fucking hilarious, and if done right, Adam Warlock is just a batshit crazy character that could be amazing to see on screen. I love the combination. I'm psyched as fuck for that. I can't wait to see this movie when it comes out next year. And spring of 2023 apparently belongs to Chris Pratt, who also has the Super Mario Bros. Movie coming out in April. We get a brand new full trailer that just dropped on Tuesday, November 29th, and you know what? I fucking dig it. It's bright, it's colorful, it looks super silly, it's loaded with all sorts of fan service, and I gotta say I'm here for it. I think Chris Pratt will be just fine. I know there's been a ton of controversy saying that, like, he's wrong for the role. They wish it was like Charles Martinet, who, you know, did the voice of Mario in all the games and whatnot. I am still personally of the mind that 90 minutes of Charles Martinet's Mario voice would be incredibly grating and it would be impossible for audiences to relate to the character. I think it's going to be just fine. I'm not expecting anything amazing. I think it's going to be perfectly suitable and serviceable, and I don't think it's going to ruin the fucking movie. Just take a deep breath. It's going to be okay. The rest of the cast looks and sounds stellar too. I love the look of the characters. I love how they're very, very reminiscent of their video game counterparts with just very slight tweaks here and there. I love the take on the style. It looks awesome. I am absolutely fucking psyched to hear Jack Black play Bowser. Seems like he's knocking it out of the park and he's having a blast. And I love the fact that he's not just playing it as Jack Black. He's actually putting on a performance and doing a deep growly voice. It sounds amazing. Anya Taylor-Joy sounds fantastic as Princess Peach. Honestly, she's one of those people I can listen to read the fucking phone book, so I have no qualms or objections there. I actually think that Charlie Day sounds pretty fun and inspired as Luigi, too. I think it's going to be solid. The film is written by Matthew Vogel, and it's directed by Aaron Horvath and Michael Jelinek. If you're familiar with the world of animation, you'll know the two of them as a duo behind Teen Titans Go, which is excellent. And Michael Jelinek was actually a co-developer for the 2011 reboot of Thundercats on Cartoon Network, which I unfucking-abashedly love. I think it was ended and destroyed and killed way, way before its time. It was fucking awesome. So basically, this movie is an adaptation of a beloved property, written and directed by dudes who know how to make good adaptations of beloved properties. I think the movie's going to be just fine, and I'll be over the moon if we have a fucking new wonderful benchmark for video game movies. That'd be fantastic. And like I said, the cast is phenomenal. Jack Black is Bowser, Chris Pratt is Mario, Anya Taylor-Joy is Peach, Charlie Day is Luigi, Keegan-Michael Key is Toad, and Seth Rogen is Donkey Kong. Nintendo and Illumination Animation, they spared no fucking expense. And I think the absolute last thing Nintendo wants is for this movie to be fucked up and for it to fail. It's going to have been 30 years since the last time Nintendo tried to make a movie with this beloved franchise, and they've shied away from movie adaptations ever since. The first Super Mario Bros. Movie in 1993 was a fucking disaster if you've seen it. And you should absolutely check out the episode of Real Drunk we did on YouTube, where we mercilessly, but in good fun, teased the shit out of it. I honestly still love the movie. It's, you know, something I've loved since my childhood. I recognize it being a complete fucking mess, though. It's one of those guilty pleasures. But Nintendo is not going to make that mistake twice with their most cherished property. And that, along with the quality of the chosen directors and the writer and the cast, makes me think that this is going to be solid. I love the throwbacks to the original NES games in the trailer. I love the addition of go-karts, and Rainbow Road was fucking cool to see. And I'm really jazzed to see how they fit all this stuff into one cohesive narrative. If nothing else, it's going to be really interesting and fun to watch over a couple of beers. I'm going to catch this in theaters when it comes out, and you are going to get a review from me in April of 2023, without any doubt. And the next movie is honestly one I'm kind of dreading. But before we get to that, the Space Castle's onboard AI, lovingly referred to as Goldblum, is telling me that if I don't play a message from Earth, he's going to take me apart and put me back together over and over and turn me into some little monster. So let's get to that message, then we'll come right back.
Hey everybody, I'm Dane Holland.
It's a new STD, a sonic transmitted disease.
I'm Austin Shazam Pfeiffer.
So it would be just a smushed mashed potato situation going on in my young adolescent crotch area.
I'm Marcus Whitaker, known as I'm Electric Man.
So instead of talking about how CERN is trying to open up a portal to hell and end the entire universe,
I guess I'm just going to read jokes off the freaking internet.
And I'm Austin Tiny Zen. Dr. Strange, he's circumcised because would you want an uncircumcised wizard? I don't think so.
And if you'd like any of that to make any sense whatsoever, tune in to Nerd It Through the Grapevine, a podcast where four best friends gather weekly to talk about our favorite parts of past, present, and future nerd culture every Monday on Spotify, iTunes, and whatever your favorite app for podcast is. Come join us in the grapevine.
All right. So, there's another Indiana Jones movie coming out, I guess. It's coming out in June of 2023. It stars Harrison Ford. And these are all things that should get me excited. But after the absolute mess that was Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, I don't know if I will manage any excitement at all unless I'm sitting in a theater, the end credits are rolling, and it was somehow an excellent movie. I just can't get hyped for this one. I'm a big fucking movie nerd. George Lucas and Steven Spielberg are two key reasons for that, and both of them have unfortunately, in my eyes, shown that as artists, they're not really capable of going back to their old respective wells. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. I don't think there's any shame in that. No one can deny that Steven Spielberg has grown as a master filmmaker since the 70s and 80s, but very much like his buddy George and the Star Wars prequels, we've seen this master filmmaker kind of stumble his way through a sequel to a classic franchise he created before, with a new movie that had absolutely nothing to say or anywhere for the main character to go that we haven't seen already. I don't see a point for Kingdom of the Crystal Skull to exist. And to go even further with this new entry, The Dial of Destiny, we've already seen an old Indiana Jones aging very close to the turning point of not being able to go on these crazy adventures anymore and potentially passing the torch on to a younger generation of explorers. Shia LaBeouf sure as shit was not it, and that's for damn sure. Phoebe Waller-Bridge is miles ahead of Shia as a suitable heir for the iconic franchise, but it's the getting to that point that worries me. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny's trailer, which just dropped on December 1st, it looks like a kind of a mess of blue screens and like Harrison Ford's head plastered onto very obvious body doubles, lots of really digital-looking sunlight and lens flares, and just this weird sheen and gloss over it that just feels way too much like Kingdom of the Crystal Skull and the whole CGI nightmare that came along with that. And just really far removed from like the dirty practicality lived-in feel of the original three films. The one thing that kind of gets me all tingly with nostalgia for this movie is the return of John Rhys-Davies as Sala, who is one of my favorite characters from the original films by far. But my apprehension at another weird, potentially boring Indiana Jones movie with all kinds of bad plotting with nothing significant to say just outweighs that tingle of nostalgia, I'm sorry to say. I hope the movie is good. I really do. But I'm like 78% sure it's not going to be. And I think the franchise probably should have just been put to bed with the absolutely suitable ending that was The Last Crusade. But I mean, hey, I've been wrong once before, and I would honestly love to make it twice in this case. And finally, we've got another movie that I'm also apprehensive about. I really should have staggered this episode better so that I wasn't ending it on a down note. But here we go. So while not an actual trailer, because we already got the first proper trailer, a new two-minute featurette for Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves just dropped this week. The movie releases in theaters in March of 2023, so I guess it's time for the marketing to really kick into gear, right? The movie stars Chris Pine, Michelle Rodriguez, Justin Smith, and Hugh Grant, and these are all actors I actually really enjoy. In a movie about one of my favorite hobbies and pastimes, so why am I not excited? I don't know. Something just doesn't sit right with me on this, and I can't really put my finger on it. Maybe I still have the bad taste in my mouth from the old 90s Dungeons & Dragons movie with like Marlon Wayans and Jeremy Irons. I don't know. The movie is co-written and directed by John Francis Daley, who I'm generally a fan of. I think Game Night is really, really underrated and really, really funny as an ensemble comedy. But I think, honestly, that movie is probably also the standout in his writing and directing career. I've loved the dude since Freaks and Geeks, but his stuff for me personally has been hit and miss. I hope if he's listening, he doesn't take that personally. But this movie just feels cynical to me, and I can't quite figure out why. It feels cynical to me in the same way that the 90s movie with Jeremy Irons felt cynical too. I know that Chris Pine says that he did the movie because his brother's a huge, like, avid fan of D&D, and it means a lot to him, and thus it means a lot to Chris Pine himself by extension. I think that's really nice. I have an affinity for Michelle Rodriguez because she kicked ass in, like, the first, I don't know, let's say five Fast and Furious movies before that franchise went to shit. Justice Smith gets a ton of credit from me for making Detective Pikachu work and actually making it pretty enjoyable as the lead. And I place no blame on him for Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. That movie was just fucking beyond saving. And like I said, we know that John Francis Daly is a nerd and he wants to do right by the franchise as the writer and director of this movie. But in two pieces of media we've seen for this thing so far, none of the jokes land for me. The cast honestly all looks like they're giving about 75% effort. It looks like a standard generic fantasy comedy when in reality the spirit of Dungeons & Dragons is a bunch of nerds getting together to act really silly and make fools of themselves while collaboratively telling a really fun story and, you know, killing monsters and getting gold and shit. It's improv for introverts, and the first half of that statement is understandably missing from the equation, it feels like. There's no improv. It feels staged in a way that just doesn't connect with Dungeons & Dragons for me, honestly. Like, if a Dungeons & Dragons movie was made by, like, Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill and Danny McBride and all those guys, actors with the ability to infuse that sense of unpredictability and absurdity that comes with a good round of Dungeons & Dragons, I would be on board. But then again, Your Highness was not a good movie at all, so maybe I'm just talking out my ass. I don't know. Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves is a movie I hope is good. I feel like it really isn't going to be, but I'd settle for like a 6 or 7 out of 10, honestly. I'll check it out with some beer and pizza when it hits streaming, unless it gets really, really good reviews and like some friends talk me into going and seeing it in the theater. I'm hoping it rolls a 10 or higher. I'm expecting it to roll a 1, shit itself profusely while accidentally stabbing itself in the face. But we'll see. And speaking of stabbing oneself in the face, you can send me your thoughts and all your hate mail if you want to on all these trailers and what you think about the upcoming movies themselves at spacecastlepodcast@gmail.com. Or you can reach out to me on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at the handle @spacecastlepod. I realize that TikTok is a weird place to send me a message, but, you know, people are into some weird shit these days. I mean, there's a fucking National Treasure TV series coming out soon, and it doesn't even have Nicolas Cage. And I know some of you weirdos are going to fucking watch that shit. And that's going to do it for this episode of Space Castle. As always, it is your clubhouse for all things nerdy. My name is DT, thanking you as always for listening and watching every week, whether it's the weekly podcast episodes here or our videos on YouTube. You make this possible, and I love you for it. I will catch you next week, as always. In the meantime, take care of each other and be good.